much. And I
okay. Well, we probably need to have a longer conversation about this in another venue, and I think maybe that the coordinating committee next meeting could be a place to do that. The airline fares right now have been coming in extremely high. I've been seeing them come in.
Well,
I mean, personally, I've always gotten the cheapest possible airfare, but I've been seeing some very high airline fares come in, and the numbers need to be realistically budgeted for what we are going to plan to spend going forward.
Well, all of those are excellent points. We need to set up some standards on airline travel. I mean, it only costs like $200 to fly to Washington when I flew there. You know what I mean? Like, there are cheap flights out there, and we should maybe develop some sort of template on how to
yeah.
do this.
Right now, flights are high, just to be fair to people. And, yes, the majority of the board did not book their fare until the past week.
And
that's why they're paying.
I'm driving.
Okay. And the other thing,
including yourself, Summer. But
no, I'm driving. I just need gas. I need gas.
But you're not traveling very far.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Yeah. All right. The other thing, Mr.
Hello?
About board meeting is that.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
This is LaVarne.
Can I go ahead, LaVarne.
Okay. That you know, we've had discussions with other groups about board members, about board meetings, and why we have to have them. So, again, you know, what we're doing is reducing it, putting it back on schedule to have what we're in this financial, downturn that, you know, we need to do. This is an exception to the bylaws to do three meetings this year, except that the one that was pushed over until October. And the other thing is that, you know, in one negotiation, a person noted that the union had made a comment about us, you know, having these board meetings and paying for it. And then I just asked the question, you know, how does the union seat their new directors? They do it through an election, and they do it through this board meeting to seat their new members. So, you know, the elections and things are how not-for-profit organizations and unions actually seat their directors. It's through an election, and then you have your board meeting. So, you know, we're doing what we need to do to, like we're doing right now, is to take care of the fiduciary responsibilities for this foundation, and we have to do that, and we are cutting back. But, you know, I'm putting this out here. It seems like all you guys favor it. We can put a motion forward to have these meetings this in 2011, the one in October, one in January, one in May, and one in September. So, you know, I'd like to put forward a motion, and I would like your support on that.
Okay. I mean, does it require a motion for us to schedule the meetings in that fashion?
No,
but we don't schedule.
For those meetings, yeah, because otherwise we would have a meeting in March or April and one in June or July.
I see. You mean just moving it down that way. Yes. Okay, but we'll have to vote on that on the PNB, not on this phone call. I mean, correct. I mean, even though they're budgetary aspects,
well,
it's really more of a PNB decision.
Your support on it would be fine.
Oh, okay. Is there an objection to that proposal?
Well, could I hear...
Well, let me ask a question here, because I think that this decision, while it may be financially called for, does involve the whole PNB. So are we passing this on the committee level?
Yeah.
Is it going to the whole PNB? It does have budgetary implications as well. I also think the $1,500 figure is not accurate and needs to be rethought. So how do we deal with both of these issues?
If I
on
may,
this committee?
I think that the appropriate thing here, because our job is to put together realistic budgets, among other things, I think we need to have an action item requesting a breakdown of what the board meetings have actually cost over the last year and, you know, subdivided accordingly for the coming year so that we get a realistic number in there of what it's really costing us to attend meetings so that for all the budgets. So I would ask LaVarne if you could work on that, please. And that way we have realistic numbers. And then I think you're probably right, Tracy, that... Adjusting.
Because I'm going to suggest it's more like $1,000 for a particular board member to go to a board meeting the way we have been doing it.
Wow,
and we,
that's
you know,
great.
We could potentially cut those costs, but I think they should be budgeted accurately.
Wow, I can't imagine it being
I think it's based on where you're having a meeting, because New York is more expensive than Texas,
sure.
And then we go to D.C., and also depends on the time of the year, like D.C. in May of next year. You know, is doing probably airfare is high and hotels also, because that's like end of the school year. People, all these kids make these trips to D.C. and Virginia, and then L.A. in September.
All I'm saying is that the cross-country airfares that I've seen have been $400 to $500 a pop for each board member flying, and we're paying for hotel rooms, and we're paying for per diems, and we're paying for continental breakfast at the hotel, and we're paying for meeting rooms, and I think need to be realistic about what those costs are.
I'll put forward a motion. It doesn't even need to be a motion. What we need is just a realistic breakdown of what the expenses were for the year. It's just a math problem. We don't need to get into what particular, airline tickets cost or particular hotels. The costs will average out. Sometimes we'll be at a more expensive venue. Sometimes we're going to be at a cheaper one. We just need to take the last year's amount of money that it has cost to run these board meetings and then subdivide it accordingly, I think. So if we can do that, that'll help.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, we have it on a national level, and each station also has it. Marquesha has her cost.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
We'll look at that and make that more realistic, and we'll look at having meetings in January, May, and September, and then we have a meeting, of course, in October.
Of course. Alberto?
Wait a minute. There. I go. Sorry. Just want to clarify something very quickly for Tracy. This $1,500 discussion came out in the fact that we're reviewing KPFT's budget, and the KPFT budget has $1,500 for board travel, and my point was that it's not enough, given that we know that it is much more than that, and that KPFT management are going to have to look at this number and come up with a better, more adequate number to put into the 2011 budget. And that's why we were talking about the $1,500, because KPFT's budget line item for board travel is $1,500 a quarter, which is for a quarter, which is a total of, what, $6,000, and that might not be enough. And again, like I was saying, Marquesha is going to end up in trouble when she runs out of that line item two meetings into the year, and then we're going to have to be scrambling. So that's how we started talking about board travel in this particular conversation, Tracy. I know you were out there doing your stuff, and you might have missed how we ended up with the $1,500 discussion.
And also, I think what I had said before about litigation expenses, I think to have realistic board expenses, we need to have the numbers that we've experienced in the past. So is it possible to get those numbers, LaVarn, in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, Marquesha has them also. She has what her costs are. We have what our costs are. So we will do that. We'll figure out the expenses. Like next week, we'll have a preliminary budget for the national office and also those factors. Yeah, we can run that tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, especially with like litigation factors, they're going to be significantly different for different stations. Do you know what I mean? Some stations may have never been sued, and some may have been sued every time. And frankly, I don't know. But we need that information to make a realistic budget, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, because litigation expenses are,
they eat us alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at 6:54. I would like to wrap in about half an hour because it gets late on the East Coast fast. So, Marquesha or LaVarn, I give the floor.
Late. 10 o'clock in New York.
I hear you. I'm with you. I want to let you off the phone.
Okay. So, Marquesha, some of the, in terms of the expenses, maybe you just want to hit on that because we want to get you off the phone and we really appreciate it. So anything that's unusual or you want to speak to, just kind of like call it out and we'll talk about that.
Thank you.
Well, actually, like I say, we're already bare bones. There's nothing that really stands out. So I guess you would have to, if someone wants to ask something in particular.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yes, Bruce.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Thank you. And remember, I don't have your budget in front of me. I never got it. But when you say that there's $109,000 that you had income, is that before or after central services?
That's before.
Okay.
After central services, we go to a negative $92,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And does that leave you with no reserves? I didn't get all the way to the end of the budget.
Exactly.
None. Negative 92.
We can't approve budgets that have negative
course.
Amounts. I mean, it's not even permissible.
Right.
That's correct.
Well, oh boy, when did we get the PII?
Well, but we can't do this. KPFA got approved last year without, you can't approve a budget that's got a deficit.
Can I? can I just add?
I agree.
Oh, I think we're going to argue about that.
Summer?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's part of the discussion that we're having. That's part of the discussion, and also for all our Paul,
mm-hmm.
that's part of the discussion that we're having at KPFT. That you know, we wanted to do this, going over this prototype budget and start getting a feel for it, because management knows, and of course the board members that are involved in this process know that we cannot have a negative budget, and
right.
we and there's some very hard decisions that that Dwayne, our general manager, is going to have to do between now and 2 months from now at the latest, where he's
yeah.
going to have to come to grips with the situation before us and make some very, very hard decisions, and we cannot accept a negative budget. I have one
yeah.
question for Markeisha, which I'm sure she can very quickly answer.
Uh-huh.
One of the line items there on the expense side has
mm-hmm.
to do with the Heath payback. Is it in there? That monthly payment we send to replenish
mm-hmm.
the Heath $350,000 loan. Is it in there, Markeisha?
Yes, it is. Debt
okay.
retirement, $750 a month.
Right.
Good.
Okay.
Where is that at? Because I see
okay.
an
so like we're looking at a $100,000 revenue gap at this point based on the projections. Is that correct to get
yes.
back to balance?
Yes.
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 So
yes.
any ideas would be not to spend, to make money is what we're looking for right now.
I'm sorry. Can I ask a question also, Markeisha?
Sure.
On the Heath bequest, what I see is it looks like maybe a typographical error. It's under transmitter, and then it has Heath bequest overlapping transmitter and antenna. And where is the line item
what,
that? I, and it says National Office Heath bequest, and it's got nothing in there.
Debt retirement is line. Let me see. Debt retirement is
9115.
115. Thank you. No, 117 is where I have it. 117.
This is Tracy. This is a question maybe for LaVarn mostly, but one of the things that, and I don't have your budget in front of me, and I would have to look at it on paper to be more concrete, but one of the things that jumped out at me from the telephone conversation was the 81% fulfillment rate.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, if that fulfillment rate were closer to 90%, we'd have a big chunk of the revenue that's not there. So I have questions as to whether we might be able to shift more donors from checks to credit cards, which I think generally ups the fulfillment rate, or if there's any sense of whether we could move that number or have a plan to move that number more from 81% to something like 85, 86, 87%, because
right.
I think that would provide much of the revenue that we're looking for and don't have.
We've already taken that into effect because our credit cards are more like 70% fulfillment.
Really?
If you want to move those numbers closer to the WBAI fulfillment rate.
I'm sorry? What? Can you repeat that, please?
No, I was just being sarcastic.
What?
Well, 81% is a high number, you know?
That's our fulfillment for our pledges, 81%.
I don't know, and I don't know the specifics going on at your station. 70% fulfillment for credit cards.
We get 70% of
checks,
our
checks, yes, because, you know, people agree to make a pledge, and then you send them a thing, and maybe they mail it back, and maybe they don't. For credit cards, that seems extremely high.
Tracy, we get 70%.
You know, based on my own experience with processing credit cards.
Tracy,
70%.
Oh,
we've got a lot of crosstalk.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sorry. Tracy, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a question. I'm just not quite understanding.
Markeisha, and then the next person, please. Go ahead.
The answer that
okay.
I'm being given. So
the development
I'm asking
director,
the question again.
Okay. The development director has run the numbers. 70% of our pledges come from credit cards.
Okay.
Oh,
and your fulfillment
I think 70%
rate.
Come from credit cards. Okay.
Yes.
And your fulfillment rate is 80%, 81.
Uh-huh.
Do you have and 70% come from credit cards. Do you have any sense of the 20% that's not coming through, how many are checks and how many are credit cards?
No, I'm not. I couldn't tell you that right off, but I could find out.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah, because I would assume your fulfillment's probably much higher on the credit card than the other parts, probably pledges that don't come in, most likely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the person who spoke after Markeisha? There was another question, I believe. Was there someone who tried to jump in there? No.
That was maybe, that's fine. Markeisha answered it.
That's Berthold?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead, Markeisha.
Okay, that was I was just answering Tracy's question.
Okay.
What else did you want to know, Tracy?
As part of this process, if there's a way to get the number, the breakdown on the 20% that are not being fulfilled, what mode of payment they are, I think that might be a helpful statistic, and I think not just for KPFT, but for all the stations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely.
That's all.
Okay.
So, this is LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
So we have, I can send what we had on the fulfillment rates. I got the newest packages, and I've done a little spreadsheet on fulfillment rates for the P&B meeting. So what I'll do is I'll send out what I sent. But we have the analysis that we're doing monthly to show, which we did back in March for the audit, and we'll just update that to show what the fulfillment is. But when we have the conversation on the 12th, then we'll really get into details on what each station does and what's hanging out that we can do to help that. Because as Berthold and I worked on this a lot with BAI, you know, a lot of it depends on with BAI is that premiums haven't been shipped out. So, you know, there's no reliability in terms of that you pay that you'll get your premiums. But that's not the case at T. So some of the other things at T, that's why your membership assistant, I know you're bringing that person back on, that, you know, we could talk some about the credit card declines and how to work that. So, you know, some of those little things, and Terry Guy and both Chris also, do a lot of detailed things that they can help us on. But also KPFK, in terms of fulfillment, we can work on those too. And you guys have the staff to really do those things. So that's why these little meetings we'll have on the 12th, that we can go into those things and kind of iron out and talk more about those. And even, you know, if we have to shift resources around the network to make those things happen.
Right. Okay. So thank you, LaVarne. And so for the P&B meeting, you're preparing a report that breaks down the fulfillment rate between different modes of payment?
It's just an update of March report, and we have given us the information on a monthly basis like we've asked for, which
thank
I really
you.
Appreciate.
I have a question about the bank charges and the credit card discount fee, which maybe should go to you, LaVarne, or maybe to Markeisha. When you were negotiating out the credit card discount fee at BAI, was that something that you implemented across the board at all the stations in terms of getting rid of third-party caging and bringing the rate down?
Yeah, we've done that at Wells Fargo, and we're just ready to I just have to get with them again and go ahead with what they proposed. You know, we're going for the lowest cost. And we're trying to make Wells Fargo understand their costs.
So, and are they someone we can use nationwide at all of our stations?
Well, you know, that's something we probably should talk about in closed session in terms of the checking accounts and the banks who we have accounts with.
Okay, but right now on T, we're still using a third-party caging service,
use Wells Fargo.
You do use Wells Fargo. Okay, so you're already operating directly and getting the lowest rate available. Is that correct?
Well,
go ahead, LaVarne. Sorry.
Tell me. Yeah, because they give me a report on T. We sat down with them to look at A, so we give them. They've given me a report on T and
what
we've done to try to reduce T's cost along with getting the lower cost for A.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, Markeisha, LaVarne, other questions from the committee?
The other thing I don't know if I communicated is that we're going to have to get an upgrade on the EAS system.
EAS.
And
what
that's
is
about $2,500 for each station, and that would be part of capital.
What is the EAS system, please?
It's the warning.
Oh, the alert.
Yeah, thing. The alert.
Yeah.
And what, we have to do that for all five stations?
Yeah.
So it's $2,500.
I think it won't cost $2,500. I think they just have an upgrade or something, but the other stations it's going to cost about $2,500.
Okay, and where would that appear in terms of the budget?
In capital.
Then just under capital?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's not there yet for us, so.
Okay.
But it will be added.
Markeisha, is there anything else that you'd like to bring to our attention? Because I'd love to let you, go home to call it.
Because it all looks simple to me, so that's what I'm saying. Any questions?
Yeah.
I have a question.
Sure. Who is that?
Yeah, this is Bert.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you help yourself your budget problem, a negative amount after central service? And From what I can see, right?
Uh-huh.
There are two ways to do it. You can either add another 5 days of help. I see you doing about $20,000 a day on drag. That would bring you $115,000, and you would have a net of about $1,500. But
no,
that seems to be probably the hardest way to go.
Right.
Because the other way is, you know, you just basically cut costs of $64,000. Either you cut $64,000 of costs, or you raise 5 more days of fund drive and you make $115,000. These are the two ways to go, or maybe a mixture of both.
Well, yeah, it's easier.
Maybe 2 days of fund drive and then cut of $20,000. That's, you know, that's the trick.
Okay.
So, that's what I see.
Okay. Thank you, Berto. And that was that, yeah, that's the worst case scenario. That was the last thing that we would be trying, I guess, is adding days. I mean, that historically, that's what we do. We just add more days, but people are burnt out, and we're,
I don't know. Well, you know, actually, there's a big, you know, like between October and February.
I have a question with the few modifications that need to be made, and especially figuring out how to deal with that budget gap. I mean, in consultation with your GM, what's your estimated time of having this budget, like, actually finished and those issues resolved, do you think? From the management end. I'm not talking about LSB, because that's that's another layer of activity. But just from your end, in terms of dealing with that budget gap is the biggest, you know, issue confronting.
Yeah.
Besides maybe some details that need to be punched in there, and support expenses, of course, because I think those are really unrealistic. But
it's gonna be hard.
It's gonna be hard. I know.
Yeah. I guess basically I need to talk with LaVarn and get her scheduled with Dwayne, because He is dead set against adding days to the drive, so.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I understand that.
And I just want to add, more importantly, that Dwayne's a very hard situation right now, because he's seeing that there's going to have to be some budget cuts, and like Marquisha just said, we're bare bones as it is right now, and
I don't know where to cut.
Yeah, where would you cut? I look. There's nothing to cut in your budget.
Yeah.
You don't have any fat on that budget at all.
and you know, it's, there's some philosophical things that need to go into this discussion that the management, the team at KPFD has to ponder, and really, well, what can I tell you, Summer? Hopefully we'll get something back in a month, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
like, I would like to see stuff done as much as possible.
But I'll keep an eye out. And it'll probably be before then, but just give us a month.
Well, I think that's okay, frankly, because we've got the PNB meeting in the middle of the month here. Do you know what I mean? Which causes everybody who's on the PNB has to do all this traveling and stuff. So I think, you know, I would be thrilled if like three of the stations had their budgets finished by August, you know what I mean? Because then we could actually, you know, but that of course means going through the LSB process, actually ready to approve, you know, so we can approve them on time.
Sure.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
LaVarn, now, I know historically we were supposed to have like a 1 month surplus but in the budget. How are we on that? Are we, so in essence, do I have to find $200,000 or just...
You just can't have a deficit, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, now let's get,
come on,
if I can say something, this is Bruce at WPFW. You know, we have the same exact situation, and that's what we're trying to figure out, too, is how we can get that 1 month reserves. But we're probably not going to make it this year, but we're going to try and build for that. But everything else, you know, the whole idea is bare bones, and where do we find something to cut, and it's very painful. We're looking at some painful decisions to make, too.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff, except that our deficit's even higher.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Bruce.
And who was that?
This is Bertolt.
Bertolt, go ahead.
I'm contemplating. I'm looking at how well we as a foundation have used the electronic fund transfer situation. I know that's a long-term project, but to have people pledge in perpetuity to give you $10-$20 a month, it doesn't bother them, forget about it, and that money stays in, keeps coming in your account on a regular basis. That's a long-term process where you work hard to build it. But I don't know how well you or the station are doing this. At BI, we're not doing this almost at all. And I think that's something I want to take head on.
You know, Bertolt, ours has fallen over the years, and that's because we haven't been really pushing it.
Uh-huh.
What has fallen over the years?
Our EFT.
Okay.
Electronic funds transfer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The one that automatically every month. Because now, I know when I first started, we were getting like over $10,000 a month. Now we're under $5,000 a month.
Wow.
And that's with about 300 participants. And $295 to be exact. $290.
That would be a $60,000 difference right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm always calculating things. So.
Okay, Bertolt. Okay. I walk right on into. Okay, you're right.
Some of them are just wide open doors.
Obviously
she cannot do it right now, but so that we don't doesn't have to deal with this problem next year or the year after.
True.
If we all build on this, I think that the whole network should think about how to do this well, because I think that's the future. Because, the more people you have giving money that way, the less you have to pitch on the air. If the money is coming already, you pitch on the air, people are happier, they have their program. Maybe once in a while you can give them a little gift every 6 months. You send something, thank you for keeping up if you're EFT, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or have station parties to invite them over and thank them.
So, anyways, this is ideology. So eventually I think, think about, pushing this hard.
Okay.
I do, Madam Chair, I'd like to make a point.
Please.
Yeah, I do want to point out one thing for Bertolt. I am an EFT sustaining person. I'm proud of it. And two, for Bruce, fortunately at KPFT, right now, at this very moment, we have practically 2 months' worth of cushion that will carry us through. I think we have about $225,000 in the bank. Mm-hmm. But that will not last too long.
Of course not. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Bertolt, were you finished?
I'm done.
Okay. I did have one other question. I have one is a comment and one is a question. Somewhere in all of these different spreadsheets, I had clicked on something else that had to do with the elections that was a breakdown of, because besides litigation, we had the actual expense of the elections. And I don't see that reflected in this budget either. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the pro rata expense per station, what are each of us paying for our local election supervisor, for printing, for, the costs of running the election. Is that here somewhere and I've simply not seen it, or is that one of those things that still needs to be punched into this budget?
Go on the assumption.
Okay, let me hit the assumption. That's what I thought. Okay, I couldn't remember
it's
what
it's usually in the budget spreadsheet. There's a category called election expenses.
Right, but
in the template, there's a particular place.
I do not see anything in...
It should be there.
There's no elections for 2011.
Oh, thank you. But I saw something in assumptions that had something.
That
maybe this is looking backwards, and that's why I saw someone. Okay, thank you. Well, that clarifies.
Although I would say that I think some of the expenses, although not a lot, would carry over after October 1 from 2010.
That is true.
Maybe there should be a little there.
Well,
not to make the problem worse.
That's an interesting thing, because they may be accrued in 2010 and, paid in 2011, and depending on how expensive it gets, it may far exceed what we've budgeted for 2010, so we should have a contingency, at the very least, I guess. I really do feel that board expenses related to the election is a huge contingency, whether it's for legal expenses or just the running of the elections, and we need to, be aware of them, even if they're carryover expenses from this year's election into next year's budget, I guess, So, the other comment I wanted to make was that I think it's highly unrealistic that any of our stations are going to have the 1 month's reserve reliably. We'll be lucky to approve budgets that don't have deficits at this point, probably. I know last year for Kay that we had to, you know, when Ephraim and I were tooling around with our budget, we moved the fund drive up arbitrarily, but not arbitrarily because the previous year it had actually been moved up from October to September. And that's the only reason we were able to balance the budget because there's simply...
And it worked.
And it worked, exactly. And so what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? Some of this, it's not creative accounting to look realistically like, gee, if we run out of money, are we going to have to move the fund drive up from October to September? If that's what's going to happen, well, do it on paper, too, and then you end up at least being in budget, okay? So it's just a suggestion, but try to be practical because we can't approve negative budgets whether or not we've got the preferred month surplus, you know. So, Markeisha, is there anything else from the committee to ask her, to ask Markeisha, or anything else that you would like to say, Markeisha, so that we can, any questions, any further discussion? Okay, Markeisha, did you have anything else you'd like to let us know? Because I think, you know, you've been very gracious with your
no,
time.
No, I don't.
You've been here for an hour and 45 minutes.
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And
thank you very much, Markeisha, for your time.
You.
We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And all your hard work. Thank you.
And July 11th, please, everyone put that on their calendar. We're going to have the discussion with the business manager development directors, and then we'll have the business, development directors, database managers, and we're inviting the business managers.
You said
anyone on the call.
July what?
July 11th.
11th?
And this is to go over the databasing issues, basically?
Yeah, let's make sure.
To brainstorm about ways.
Not 11th, I'm sorry.
The
12th,
right.
One more quick question, Markeisha.
Yes.
So everything is solved, right, as far as the formulas, lengths, and you figured it out?
Yeah, I figured it out, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
She's smart like that.
And LaVarne, this meeting on the 12th, it's not something that you want treasurer participation in. It's database managers, business managers, and development directors. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, but you're welcome to listen in. I mean, that's what I'm sending.
Are you streaming it? Is that something you're going to be streaming?
Yeah, well, we weren't planning to stream it.
It's more
like a work session. I mean, but, you know, I can give you the number. You can call in and listen or contribute.
Okay, yeah, I'm just thinking maybe some of the treasurers, even if they don't participate.
So we just email you, LaVarne, if you'd like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll send it out.
I was going to say, you could just send it to the National Finance, our list, because it only goes to us, you know, and those who want to listen in can call in, and that way you'll get the email once, okay?
And I'll confirm it. I'll work on that
great.
This week or next week. Okay.
Terrific. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, Markeisha, thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry about the time.
Thank you. And I had a question for Bertolt because, you know, I didn't know you were going to be on the call tonight, and for you too, LaVarne. With the introduction of the new template, is it being used at all 5 stations, or are it still some of the stations doing their budget on the old template?
APSK is using the new template.
Okay.
A used the new template.
Mm-hmm.
PSC used the one before last new template. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take it on my own to take the information from Markeisha and just move them over. It's basically the same template. Only difference is the assumption sheet is simpler. You just go down the line. It's not all over the place.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's about it.
And what about WPFW and obviously WBAI?
Well, WBAI is definitely going to use the new template because we just
did
our budget today.
Okay. And then WPFW?
We are.
You are not?
No, we are.
You are. You are. Okay.
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone.
Bertold, Robert West has been in touch with you, hasn't he? He's supposed to be.
Not really, not yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
He can't call me anytime. You know, I mean, last year we worked together. It was cool, fast, easy. So we can do that again, and then get it over with.
Okay, good, good. It sounds to me, LaVarne, like if you send out that information, it might be helpful for the treasurers to at least listen in on the conversations between the business manager and database. You know, just to be on the same page at least, so we don't have to ask the same questions over and over.
Exactly. And, you know, just want to throw out a couple more things on the budget, if you don't mind. Roberto, what we'd like to do is add a line on the assumption sheet to put down, you know, your risks and opportunities to the plan. Like with KPFT, I'd spoken early with Alberto, so there is some potential in terms of grants for 2011, and so that would be a potential opportunity to the plan, to the budget. I'm sorry, they might not want to put it in the budget at this time, but if we can add that to the budget, and also we had talked about some of the things that we had required before, like Arbitron and having that in the budget, and some stations should have it and some don't. And also some analysis on Arbitrons, because in terms of the listener support, when we look at it overall, particularly in the PNB meeting where you'll be there as a general manager, you know, we want to talk some about fundraising and the timing and the competition in your local area, and some of the Arbitrons will kind of help frame that conversation. And particularly with KPFK and KPFA, you know, with the fundraising, the news and letters from Washington on both stations, what has happened this spring fund drive is that KPFK stopped their fund drive, but KPFA continued there, so they were raising funds on KPFK's air. So when KPFK has restarted the fund drive, this, I assume, is one of the factors. People can argue in terms of how much weight it carries, but people perceive that KPFK has been fundraising for the last 2 months, and that's
completely.
So when the general manager's out for the PNB meetings, those are all the things we'll talk about, including the Arbitrons, you know, the timing of the fund drives, and in terms of the fund drive days, and then the conversations that we have with the database manager development directors, you know, what we can do to increase that fulfillment to up the real expected revenue.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And do you know, is our interim general manager actually planning to attend this PNB meeting?
I believe both Bob and Jennifer.
Okay.
I that's what I believe. But you know,
This is Tracy. The last I heard was Jennifer Kaiser only, but I don't know if that's accurate.
Okay. Well, we need to discuss all sorts of things in executive session, and this isn't the place for it. But
yeah, and I need to know, by the way.
Especially to do with my station right here. Okay, very good. I think we can probably, I guess what I'd like to do next, if it's all right with everyone, if we've exhausted KPFT and Markeisha has left us, is from you, LaVarne, the order you want to take the budget. It sounds like we're going to deal with Kay's budget next. And then I'd like to maybe schedule the next. I know we're going to come to you, John, too. With cost-saving measures, but we need to schedule the next couple of meetings, and I'd like to schedule them with a mind towards which signal area we're going to review at each of the meetings, you know what I mean? So we sort of have an idea, okay, we're doing K next and then this one. So is K the one you'd like to look at next in terms of where it's at?
I think so. I'd like to really have weekly meetings because this meeting was really good. I think that, you know, we answer a lot of questions, we see where we're going, and that if it's not too much of a burden on the committee members, I'd like to try to knock this out on a weekly basis.
Well, I personally would find that a little difficult right now with traveling up to Berkeley as well. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, we met weekly for like 3 months last year. So
and
I don't
what
mind.
Did you accomplish?
Exactly.
I have a suggestion.
Yes?
We all come with our computer at Berkeley. And then within 2-3 hours, we will have all of this budget done.
Mm-hmm. If we did what?
We all come with our computers at Berkeley. And within 2-3 hours, we have all this budget done, over with.
Well, we won't have any of the treasurers at Berkeley, so we still
on
can't.
On the computer. I won't even talk about webinars, quite near. But we can have the treasure. If you had time on your computer, we should be able to do this.
But I think that if I may add, I think that the situation here is that we go through this review process, and that's what takes time.
Mm-hmm.
The budgets, putting out the budgets into the computer is relatively fast, but then going over all the numbers and the justifications for that, that's what takes a lot of time.
Right.
And anyway, since I've got the chair right now, the microphone,
go ahead,
the 13th is a Tuesday, and then the 27th is the next Tuesday. If we're not planning on meeting every Tuesday yet, because I know we will.
Right, but
eventually,
usually we're further along,
but,
right.
But the next, if we skip next Tuesday, the following Tuesday will be the 13th, and then we go off to the board meeting, and then the next Tuesday will be the 27th.
Okay, I'll have a coffee or something. Well, I would prefer to stick to that for now. Yeah, and LeVar, obviously we will be meeting weekly, but I think that usually happens when we're down to doing the last kneading and massaging on these budgets to get them finished.
Well, again,
but especially this month with the in-person meeting, if we could stick to the every 2 week schedule, I at least would find it, you know, easier to deal with.
You know,
Well, we could meet next week.
I would really like to have, I would like to just go through KPFK since we have it there. And
well, I have a suggestion. You know, we could meet next week, okay? Next week, and skip the one that's the week of travel for PNB, which is frankly harder for everyone to deal with. It's harder for Otis and for John to stream us. It's harder for those of us who are packing and trying to get our lives together. Why don't we, and if Tuesday's too close to the holiday because some people are going to be out of town, I mean, is there a meeting on Thursday? Do people have meetings on Thursday?
There is some meetings on Thursday, yeah.
Well, then why don't
are we going to have budgets to the next meeting?
Okay. Well, we've got KPFK's budget. We did KPFT's tonight in terms of where it's at. We'll do KPFK's.
But are we going to have them on our screen or in our hands? Because all I did was listen to words tonight.
They were emailed to everyone. I don't understand why some people are saying that.
And I sent it to you again. Did you get it?
It wasn't viewable.
You could.
Well, I spoke first.
LeVar, I got a copy from you. Just before, you know, just a little while ago. I finally got it open.
Okay, so
that was the good version, by the way, the XL version.
It's Alonzo who's having trouble opening it as well.
That's right, so he needs the same thing.
Okay, it's in both versions. It's in an older version, it's in the newest version. I'll send it again to Alonzo. I have it here.
Why don't you just hit up the National Finance Committee? The rest of us will ignore it, okay?
Well, but he didn't get it when I sent it there on Friday. So let me just go back and...
You know, LeVar, I received this evening during a meeting a failure notice.
Uh-huh.
So whatever's happening, even though you're sending it to everyone, it doesn't necessarily go through.
Maybe your address isn't correct in the National Finance Committee.
I'm getting everything else.
Oh, you are getting everything else. Okay.
Well, I sent it directly to your address, not to the...
Right, right.
Because I have it misspelled with one D, but it's with two Ds, right?
That's two D's. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just sent it again. You did not get it?
But I did get it. Finally, I did. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay,
that's what Alonzo needs. He needs.
Okay, I'm going to send it to Alonzo. I'm going to forward exactly what I sent to you to Alonzo.
Okay, and then, you know, if we're going over Kay's budget next, you know, because we didn't go into personnel issues, we really do, you know, in order to do these budgets, I don't know if we want to do that next week, but we really must go into, you know, some of the personnel expense issues, at least at our station. I know other people have brought up similar concerns at their stations, so.
Can I ask a question? Alonzo, is it 2020? I mean, is it MAC or Earthlink?
Send it either way.
You
can send it both ways.
Okay.
Now, is this a budget type of software? What kind of software is this?
It's Microsoft Excel, and it's in the XLSX, and it's in the older version, the 2003 version, and the early and the later version.
Okay.
Am I still on mute?
Either way,
we can hear you, John.
Yeah, LeVar, just as a personal plea, this is Tracy. The XLSX files I always have to convert. So if there's any way to double send in .xls, it's really helpful.
Just
for the record.
That's what I did. I sent it to both versions.
Right. That's what you started doing, and thank you.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I'm just saying. You should know that it's helpful.
Okay.
That's right. In fact, I talked with another board member on Friday, and I thank him for helping me along with this.
Thank you. It was helpful to me, too, because I was able to open the second one and not John Wenger, I thought I heard your voice.
Yeah, I was muted for the longest time, couldn't get off mute. A couple of points. The first one is, given that we're the last ones doing our fund drive and we're not making it, I expect that this is going to cause massive shock in our management there, and they're probably going to be slowed down even more than usual for preparing the budget. So we can try to do it next week, and that in some sense puts the pressure on them to do it. But they're running fund drive through Friday, and I think that the chances are great that they're not going to be able to have a budget ready for us, because they won't know till Friday how much money they have brought in. And so that's just a practical consideration, so maybe someone else should go next week.
Well, I think he already has the template ready.
That's wait a minute. Which station is that?
He's with K.
If you ask his brother, he's done.
It's already done. That's John. They've got something for us to look at, sent out to us. Whether or not it's, you know.
Look, what I mean to say is it's not realistic because the budget they was not predicated on the failed fund drive.
Well, it's, you know, we can look at the cash flows and see, you know, where we are with that, because that will determine where they think they will be at the end of September. So we do have a budget. If there's some significant change on the, which like you're saying is more than likely, we will look at that, and we'll have Anthony. We'll send a note in perhaps Tuesday morning if there's some change he wants to put in there at this time. We'll do that.
John, did you have
further? It's the pressure's not on me, it's on them, so we'll see what they do. But I'm just saying that they're collecting their data for their income for the fund drive through this Friday in about 3 days. And then we're going to meet next week on Tuesday, so they'll have Monday and Tuesday to get ready to present their budget for Tuesday evening.
John. The budget is completed. Well, there could be some changes on the cash flow, and we will look at that on Tuesday. But the budget for 2011 is done based on the projections.
Well, all they have to do is within 10 minutes go into whichever drive it is that they have and change it from whatever percentage of fulfillment they think they want that we're projecting to changing the fulfillment rate. So it's just like maybe 10 entries, actually one major entry, and that would affect the entire budget, and that's all they have to do. They have to, like, type in five numbers.
Well, can I please?
Go ahead, John.
I just know that at the LSV meeting on Thursday, Jennifer said the fund drive is failing. We're going to have to redo the budget. She did say that.
Yes, and I concur with John in terms of the realism. This fund drive has been a disaster. It's been very badly run, and you know, we have issues with what's going on. So it's whether those numbers are realistic or not is, and it's true. I mean, 2 days after fund drive ends, we're not going to get any participation from anybody because they're going to be exhausted and trying to sleep. So I don't know. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to look at what you've got together already, but I have a feeling there may be, you know, significant changes just based on
summer. Summer.
Yeah, Alberto.
But as you're well aware, it'll be at least 2 months before we finish all of these budgets.
I know that.
KPFT is going to take a while for it to meet the test, and I think we need to start working on K, and as modifications are happening, we'll be right there on top to make sure. We need to start on this budget.
I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
They always get reworked at least 15 times before we pass them.
At least.
So is there, John, I mean, with that in mind, are you okay with reviewing what we have so far and see where we're at and help flag the things that look totally unrealistic, because it'll have to be reworked anyway?
Yeah, I mean, just so long as everybody is caveated that our management realizes they have to redo the budget and they're not going to have time to do it because, as you point out, they're going to be exhausted going through the fund drive. And so what we're going to get is a very obsolete budget on Tuesday. And if you guys want to go over it, well, that's fine. But just to understand, that's what you're getting.
You will not get an obsolete budget. We can go over, talk to Jennifer and Bob this week. And go in, and like Bertolt said, you just go in and change the fulfillment, change the amount that you're saying will be the cash at the end of September. The budget will be relevant, except for when we review it, then we can talk about where we need to streamline or where things are missing. But this review is to go over the basic budgeting process that KPFK has delivered to us.
But I'm fine with reviewing. I mean, I have so many issues with our budget that, you know, I mean, I'll happily chew on K budget for at least 2 hours and come back to it again. I mean, we have, you know, there are huge issues that, you know, need discussion. We're definitely going to need some executive session time. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't think.
Yeah, I
would
make the same suggestion for the KPFA budget.
Tracy.
Yeah.
I'd like you to be recognized, please, because John Wenger was speaking. Go ahead.
I don't think fulfillment's going to change. I think the amount of pledges is going to change.
Okay. But anyway, it's true, though. We will go over the budget multiple times, so there's no harm in starting right now. Tracy, go ahead. Okay.
She's muted.
Okay. Maybe she'll come back to us in a moment. All right. So really what I'd like to get down to, because it's growing late and we're spending a lot of time discussing whether or not to have a meeting, is we're either having it next week or we're having it the following week. I'd like some consensus. I'm fine with having it next week. I think it's probably preferable to doing it the week that we travel, because I think that's more difficult for more people. So is there any objection to scheduling a Finance Committee meeting for next Tuesday?
No, I prefer it, actually.
You'd prefer
Thursday
it later?
Definitely out.
No. I'm sorry?
Is Thursday definitely out?
Somebody was saying there was a conflicting meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it may be a problem because the 4th of July is this weekend. Some people may not be back in town in time for a meeting this Tuesday. So.
What about Wednesday?
We usually run over other people's meetings. I mean, I'm fine with Wednesday. I'm fine with Thursday. It's just people, you know, they get scheduled 2 months in advance. But the following Tuesday on the 13th, how many people object to that? It is a travel week. I'd maybe like to hear from Otis if he's listening to us right now. If, you know, I know it can be very problematic for the techie people to stream the calls.
I know Otis is arriving in Berkeley, and so is John on the 13th, so they may be in transit.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea. I think it's a bad idea to even try that. Yeah, okay. So really, Tuesday, what it comes down to is we're either going to meet this coming week or we're going to meet after the PNB meeting, probably. So, and I agree, it would be, it's kind of foolish to wait 3 weeks before we review another budget. So, how many people object to Tuesday, what is that, the 7th? God.
The
6th.
This is Simon. I can't make that.
Okay. Is there anyone else who cannot make Tuesday the 6th?
Summer, you said something about another meeting being scheduled on that day. What was that meeting?
No, we had asked about Thursday because it would put us later into the week and not so close to the 4th of July, and someone said there was a conflicting meeting for Thursday.
Okay.
Is there a conflicting? Because if not, I'd prefer Thursday myself. I'm not trying to jam myself up against the weekend this week. But Alberto, were you the one who said there was a conflicting meeting on Thursday? Is it a local meeting? Alberto? I don't think there's a conflicting PNB meet. I mean, I don't think there's a national. I'm looking at the national website. Let's see, June 30th, July 1st.
Elections is on the 6th, and on the 8th is affiliates and audit.
6th, I see. 7th is coordinating. 8th is audit. Okay, because we like to meet every day.
Well, the election committee would be an unsolvable conflict for me, but audit, by definition, no one on this committee is on audit. So
well, that's a good point, and then it's a streaming issue.
I thought. I keep getting these invitations to appear at the audit meetings, but I thought I wasn't supposed to be on the committee meeting.
Exactly right, because finance and audit have to keep a wall between them. So, is Otis, can he chime in on this? Can we? The streaming of two meetings simultaneously affects the public's ability to listen to them. They really prefer we not double book meetings. I think it's a bad idea to start now, even though I'd prefer Thursday also. All right, I think we're really down to, hold on, did somebody grab our Tuesday already? Yeah, they did. How do people grab our Tuesday? Okay, so Tuesday's not even open, so we shouldn't even be discussing it and wasting our time.
He who hesitates.
13th is open.
The 13th is open, except that our, they did get us a substitute last time, right? Okay. I don't want to double book.
Summer?
Yes?
Quickly, I had pretty much, indicated to kind of leave Tuesdays open for the National Finance Committee.
But they didn't.
Well, the 13th and the 29th are open. Unfortunately, the 20th, I think, got picked up by somebody.
I don't want the 20th anyway, because that's following the PNB meeting.
No.
I mean, I'm exhausted after that. So why don't we go with the 13th and the 29th, and we'll figure out who can stream the meeting for us. It is 27th.
29th is a Thursday.
You're right, 27th.
That's
you have
okay.
it right, Arpal. 13th and the 27th. Okay, let's nail those two dates. Let's just do it, and we'll figure out how to deal with the technical issues, okay? KPFK will be the next budget on tap for the 13th. Truly impossible. Okay, Otis, well, you've spoken, and you're the...
can't do it during that.
Okay. Yeah. Then you know what I'm.
Well, this is Tracy. I mean, perish the thought, and I know no one likes me for this, but what about Friday the 9th?
There's a meeting.
That's what I'm trying to say.
There's a meeting every single day this coming week. That's the problem.
On Friday? Really?
KPFTX has this calendar.
I'm looking at it. That's where you can check it out.
I know. I'm just in front of it. I thought
well,
I kept Fridays open for the PNB, but okay.
Okay, gentlemen.
What about Saturdays?
Oh, God. I don't do Sundays. I'm not going to do Sundays, and I'm not going to start now. So somebody else can share it without me, and that's fine, but I absolutely refuse to do it.
Saturdays. What about Saturdays?
Well, I don't want to do Saturdays. I'm willing to do an occasional emergency meeting, okay? I put in, like, 20 hours a week for this organization uncompensated, and I'm not willing to, like, do this on weekends, frankly. I already object that we do PNB meetings on Friday nights. I just think it's objectionable. But anyway, I don't know. We've got, Saturday would be an option that week.
And we're having a PMB meeting this Friday. Oh, no.
Exactly, yeah, and I'll be there, but, you know, that doesn't mean I'm happy about it. So, anyway.
20 hours a week, that's it?
Well, maybe I do more. I don't know. I know I give up paying work all the time to do this, so. Okay, it's getting late. We need to pick a date. We can do a Saturday if everyone wants to do...
Oh, no.
God, no. Thank you. I love you. Thank you, Arpal.
No.
Well, the quandary we're up against is every day is booked, okay, next week, and the following week is a travel week for PNB, and we can't do any tech support. So we're coming up against either we double book something this coming week, we do a weekend, or we simply wait until after the PNB meeting, which means we don't meet again for, like, almost 3 weeks, which, you know, it sounds intolerably long, but if people actually got budgetary stuff done between now and then, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world. So, feedback?
What meeting came up in between the time that we were talking?
Oh, it was somebody's on our day. It's like elections or something, Grab Tuesday?
Elections is on the 6th.
Okay, who's on the election committee on this committee?
It wasn't just that.
I'll try to make them stop doing it.
It wasn't just that. It's also the issue of the public and streaming, that we only want to stream one meeting at a time because people can't listen to two meetings simultaneously, I think, and it's hard for John and Otis to stream two meetings simultaneously. It presents technical and public difficulties, so I think...
Otis, what do you say? Can we do elections and finance?
Well, it would probably be better to go to the audit day if we're going to do that.
That week, I'm not sure where John's going.
Why don't we go for the audit day, which is Thursday, because...
So they've already got affiliates in audit that day. That means they'd be doing three streams.
Oh, never mind. Okay, then let's overlap elections. Hell.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, this is Tracy. I'm not going to be able to do that. I mean, I have to go to elections. I can't.
Is there anybody else on the elections committee on this call? And hearing none?
Thank God, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you guys. Okay, I think we better take the 6th, and I apologize, Tracy, but if you're the only person who can't be on the call, we probably should go ahead, because otherwise we're not going to meet again until long after the PNB meeting, I think. So, and there are some issues that we should probably try to resolve next week before we meet in person. So,
Okay.
Arpal, would you be kind enough to pin down Tuesday, July 6th and Tuesday, July 27th as our next two meeting dates?
Okay, so it's the 6th and 27th, and we've all agreed on that?
Yes. Everything else is untenable. Thank you. And can you please schedule the executive session after the public like you did for this one? Unfortunately, we don't have the information necessary to have a productive executive session, and it's very late.
For the 6th, do this, right?
For the 6th, yes. Okay. I mean, and definitely to deal with our budget, there are executive session discussion issues, so.
Okay, but we're not going to do an executive session tonight.
God, no. It's almost 8 o'clock. But really, it's just we don't have the information that needs to be discussed either, and it might be helpful, you know, when you want to discuss legal issues, you want legal counsel on the call. So.
Okay, not protesting, just asking.
I'm sorry, Tracy?
Not protesting, just asking.
Yeah, no, I'm explaining why, though. It wasn't arbitrary. We just don't have anything to work with.
Yay!
So, yes, it means everyone can go back to their lives momentarily.
Yay!
I would like to, if we're all settled on that, we've got Tuesday, July 6th, Tuesday, July 27th, KPFK is the next budget we're dealing with, followed by executive session. If there's nothing further on any of that, I'd like to give John Langer a moment or two to go over the cost saving measures, and then if there's anything else to wrap up with LaVarne, and then maybe we can adjourn in a moment. So, John, would you like to...
Yeah, sure. Somebody already said it. He said that we don't use software from the evil empire here. So I think that the NFC should basically stop using software from the evil empire, and that means Microsoft. And we can give everybody an inside tip and say that we're going to keep Pacifica Foundation is going to stop buying Microsoft software, and so you can short your Microsoft stock and make billions of dollars because we have such a big impact on the world. But anyhow, the point is this, is that there is, Microsoft Office is sort of the de facto standard, and the free software world doesn't like Microsoft, and so what they do is they clone the Microsoft software and make it available for free, and also write it in such a way that it's not subject subject to viruses and infestation and that sort of thing. And they also use the open document format, so the documents are more readily interchangeable, and they're also smaller and take up less space on your disk. So if you go to openoffice.org, you can download the software for your PC or your Macintosh or your Linux box, and run the software and just test it out for free. And then what you can do is you can try importing your .xls files, and they should open okay. The .xls, the extra one X file, I was able to open one and failed to open another one. The situation with any of these things is that Microsoft builds in new features, and with every new release of their software, they add new features, and then it takes a little while for the free software world to copy them and reverse engineer them and clone them. But the point is, the Pacifica Foundation no longer needs to spend a penny for Microsoft Office, since it can use the free software alternative without penalty. And this is also a little better because it prevents the feature creep problem that people have when they use the latest version of Microsoft Office, when people say they can't open the thing that LaVarne sent them because right. It was in the latest and greatest version. And so we won't be running the latest and greatest version. We'll always be 2 or 3 months behind the latest and greatest version, but we'll be up to date. And so you can all try it for free in your own on your own. And for the National Finance Committee to essentially choose this as a cost-cutting standard, we suggest to our stations that they also stop spending this money, because it's really discretionary money. It's discretionary in the following sense. It's discretionary because they can decide to pay for the Microsoft software and use it legally, or they can decide to use it illegally, and that's a violation and not recommended, or they can use the OpenOffice software free and legally, and that saves them money. And so in that sense, all the money that people are spending in Pacifica to upgrade their Microsoft licenses is wasted money.
Very good. Would you be willing to put that into a proposal, John, so that it was something
sure.
that was in writing that we could share with each other and maybe vote on with, yeah.
Well, before we vote on it, I recommend that people don't accept my word, but they try it out for themselves.
I'm fully familiar with it, but I mean...
Point of information.
KPFA has been using OpenOffice as the protocol for more than 10 years.
Well, there
you know, all of Pacifica is using Microsoft software, yes.
Perfect. And I think somebody else said it. Well, it might have been someone from Texas. Is there any other stations already using OpenOffice?
I think it was New York that said that, right, Arpal?
I personally use it. At the station, I'm not sure what
okay.
they use.
Who made the comment about the evil empire?
That was
Arpal.
Okay, so therefore the Berkeley crowd basically, well, maybe they don't like it, I don't know, but they've been using it, and I guess I haven't heard of anybody from Berkeley yet complain about it. So is it fair to say that Berkeley is happy with OpenOffice?
Yes, it's fair to say that Berkeley is happy.
Well, good. It sounds, I would fully support divesting ourselves of corporate influence wherever possible, and saving money in the bargain is always a good plan. So I would
question.
Suggest putting it in. Sorry, who is that?
Question.
Go ahead, Alberto.
repeat the place where we can download this software,
yeah, sure.
John?
Open Office. Open like open and close.
Uh-huh.
And Office like as in Microsoft Office.
Uh-huh.
Go to the office, work at the office. OpenOffice.org.
Okay.
And it works fine. I've used it too. I mean, it's he's right. It's like a mimic of Microsoft. You won't even notice.
It's not a mimic of WordPerfect, which is superior, but...
There you go. It's even better and less hackable, exactly. Okay, sorry, who was next?
I heard LaVarne,
please.
I just like to say that this does not mean that Microsoft Corporation cannot support Pacifica Foundation because we're choosing to go independent.
Are they donating their stuff to us?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, if they want to start giving us stuff, okay.
So, Madam Chair, I have another question.
Go ahead,
Albert. Yeah, just quickly. So, am I to Microsoft Windows, the operating system, is that also available or no?
Yes, it is, sort of.
go ahead.
I'll give you a short answer now, and we can have a long
sure.
answer at another time. We can make a phone call or exchange an email or something. But the other operating systems are available. The Mac has its own. Linux is its own.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, there's a big savings to be had by going to Linux as well because it's free and
yes.
it's almost free of viruses.
Yes.
There you go. Well, call us it into a motion. I mean, I think you, with a little bit of research, most people would probably support you if they knew, you know, what they were supporting, and it potentially could save us tens of thousands of dollars network-wide. I mean, we're really embraced, okay? So,
if our license, CXP is becoming, there's money to be had here. XP is no longer being supported. And this means that people have to upgrade, when they buy new computers, have to buy an operating system.
Mm-hmm.
And, or they can lay people off. Or they you know, have a choice of saving money by not spending money for Microsoft licenses. And therefore, if they do that, they can lay off fewer people when their budgets or when their income is not as high as they'd like.
John, okay. Do you think you could put together a really, like, not complicated but short cost-benefit analysis, you know, i.e. as much as spent annually on software? Or, you know what I mean? Just something that gives an idea, you know, of...
I don't have the data, Summer. I'd love
okay.
to do it, but I don't have the data. But I can write... Just tell me how much you want in terms of content, and I'll
enough
write...
Enough for other people who aren't familiar with Open Office to understand, and it's always helpful to get some round figure. So, I mean, I think this should be pursued further, I guess is what I'm getting at, but a little more support so that we could actually motivate it and get it passed and then bring it to the PNB.
I'll write half a page or 10 pages. You just tell me what you want.
No. Shorter.
Shorter is better, right?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Are there any other issues to be brought up? Because I would gladly entertain a motion to adjourn.
I do that motion to adjourn. I'll make that motion.
Second. And hearing no objections, may I wish you all my colleagues a good evening, and we'll speak next week. Have a good 4th of July, okay?
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.